So Alex has talked about this. Though, to my mind, these are the four critical roles. You need somebody who's driving stuff. I always think that, you know, you're always in a technology company, you have a CEO, you have a CTO. That pairing of somebody who's driving the business, somebody who's looking at the technology is important. But then you need somebody who basically counts the money and organizes stuff. And then somebody's going to go and sell the stuff, take it to market. So in all the companies, if you said, what's the order in which we've hired, is usually you have the CEO, there's a CTO, and then it varies. In some cases, we've actually hired a COO. In other cases, we've hired a salesperson. Depends on what you're trying to do. Now, this is all about the kind of boring stuff. When you're running a company, you're running a team, you've got to figure out these are all the things you're going to have to do. And as Alex said, you know, he's done all of them and more. So I could tell you a lot about option schemes. I could tell you about UK tax law. I could tell you about legal agreements. I could tell you about IP clauses. You need to know all these things. You need to know enough in order to know whether they matter and enough in order to know how you can avoid incurring huge bills. So the last thing in the world you want to do is go and talk to a lawyer and accountant before you actually know what you want them to do. Because you know they have this hourglass charging model where the hourglass, you see the sand floating down and you can see the bill racking up. Are there any lawyers in the audience, by the way? Gosh, none. Accountants? I have met entrepreneur lawyers and accountants. Many years ago, I actually partnered with a lawyer who ran a big media law firm in London, and they pioneered the whole art of marketing for law firms. And they worked in the creative industry. And what was interesting, for me, the thing that really told me this was a guy different from all of the lawyers was when I said, give me an overview of the music industry, of the creative arts industry. And he said, well, you know, he said, it's all about gradation. He said, on the left-hand side, we have all the people who work in television, and then you have the people who work in movies, and it goes on, and then finally you have the people who work in music at the far end. And I said, so what's the common currency, this scale? And he said, it's the amount of cocaine they take.